Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, rugby.
I thought he was going to be the find of the Lions tour, and I think if he had been fit, he'd have been in the test team, certainly for the third one and possibly for the second one.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up for you today, with the dust settling on the Autumn Nations series from an Ireland perspective, attention turns to the domestic and European action for the provinces over the coming weeks. Brian O'Driscoll picks out the one element that Ireland have noticeably lost in their attack in recent seasons. 35 players have signed central contracts as part of the IRFU's Women's High Performance Programme, and why the Irish system is struggling to produce quality front row options for international level. First up today, it's another big clash between Irish and South African sides in the URC this weekend. Unbeaten Munster are in second ahead of the visit of table toppers Stormers to Thomond Park on Saturday evening. Jack Crowley, Craig Casey, Tyke Byrne, Tom Ahern and Tom Farrell all took part in training at UL on Monday and are available for selection this weekend. Assistant coach Alex Codling has revealed what the squad have been working on, with the URC taking a break during the Autumn Nations series and a big pair of Champions Cup games coming down the track for the province.
Three angles, really. Firstly, it's about a bit of recuperation, relaxing. I think it's really important when you're in intense blocks like we've been in, and obviously some of the guys had commitments over the summer. I think that's the first thing, because I think mentally you've got to be fresh to be at your best. I think secondly, then, a bit of connection. So doing some rowing, boxing and swimming that the boys did in the summer. Obviously I wasn't here then, but I've seen a lot of it and the boys have told me. So again, that's really important around that, just the connection and working together as a group. And then, as you say, some technical elements we've identified. So we had some time last week and this week to have a look at a few things, and we'll gradually lure those in, obviously just as the players come back. As we head now into this next block of 10 games.
The Munster team for that game against the Stormers will be announced tomorrow. Connacht will be without Mac Hansen for Saturday's hosting of the Sharks in the URC. The winger turned fullback has undergone scans on hand and foot injuries he picked up while on Ireland duty this November. Hansen's only made the one appearance for the province this season, coming off injured in the last few minutes of that heartbreaking last minute defeat to the Bulls in Galway at the end of October. Meanwhile, James Ryan has been handed a 3-match ban following his red card in Ireland's defeat to South Africa last Saturday. The Leinster second row was dismissed after an illegal clear out in the first half on South Africa's Malcolm Marks. Ryan's ban will be reduced to 2 matches if he takes part in World Rugby's coaching intervention programme, better known as Tackle School. So it remains to be seen whether that ban will rule him out of Leinster's game against Leicester Tigers in the Champions Cup, but he will certainly miss Leinster's URC clash with the Dragons this weekend, as well as their opening game in the Champions Cup at home to Harlequins on Saturday week. Ireland legend Brian O'Driscoll reflected on the game against the Springboks on Saturday with Mick McCarthy on last night's Off the Ball. He also gave his thoughts on Ireland's November overall and feels that Andy Farrell's side can quickly improve before the 2027 World Cup. But he has identified one key detail which speaks to the overall decline in Ireland's attack.
There's no deception. You go back to our kind of our best days, the halcyon days of the, you know, 18 games unbeaten and Grand Slams and the lead up to the World Cup and the style that we were playing. Everyone had such clarity around their role. Everyone was a viable option. I don't know whether that's Johnny was demanding that of everyone and barking at people to tell them that they were too early on a run or they weren't an option and I couldn't pick you that time because you got in front of me. I felt like he was really marshalling a lot of that. Yeah. And demanding that of his players. And I don't know, in younger 10s, understandably, you mightn't be in that position that you feel as though you can do that when you're just kind of trying to mind your own game first and foremost. So just feels as though there's a lot of stop starting and not running with the same intent as to getting the ball every time. The best decoy runners are the ones that think that are getting it. That's the reality of it. Yeah. You got to run like you're getting the ball every single time. And when you don't get it, you can come off the gas because you don't want to clear defenders out. But if you look at the Feinberg and Gomezulu try was a perfect example. We're two backs down. We're in trouble. But they get penalty advantage. They move it to the right. And Jesse Creel comes really hard. And Jameson Gibson-Park comes across and actually comes hard, realizes not getting it, comes off the gas, gets a tiny little bunt on his shoulder. He has to go in front of him rather than behind him.
Right.
And then gets himself late to the position of making the tackle on Feinberg and Gomezulu. It's a tiny thing. You might say he could still have made that tackle, but he's stressed to get there.
On the back foot, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not convinced that people are getting the ball sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't run with the view of I'm being screened. You can't. Because as a defender, that's the dream.
Former Leinster and Munster back row Liam Toland will look ahead to a busy few weeks for the provinces on Wednesday Night Rugby. And the best way to enjoy all of our rugby coverage is by becoming a member at offtheball.com/join right now.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Rugby Australia's CEO has shut down any suggestion of Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt being relieved of his duties before the end of his contract. Schmidt is due to stay in charge until mid-2026 to allow his successor Les Kiss serve out the remainder of his deal with the Queensland Reds. But the Wallabies lost all four of their tests in Europe this November for the first time in 67 years. Rugby Australia chief Phil Way defended Schmidt, adding that the Kiwi has been transformational for the team since arriving in early 2024 as Eddie Jones's successor. Tadhg Byrne is the sole Irish representative in World Rugby's Dream Team of the Year for 2025. The Munster, Ireland and Lions second row. The Munster, Ireland and Lions second row joins Lions captain Maro Itoje in the engine room in that selection. Unsurprisingly, South Africa dominate the team with six players named, including an all Springboks front row of Oxen Chay, Malcolm Marks and Thomas Dutoy. Peter Steph Dutoy takes the sixth jersey, with England's Tom Curry named at open side flanker and Harry Wilson of the Wallabies at number eight. It's a halfback duo of New Zealand's Cam Roygaard and South Africa's Sacha Feinberg Mgomezulu. Australia's Len Ikitau and Scotland international Hugh Jones make up the Dream Team midfield, while it's a back three of France's Louis Bielbiaré, Springbok Cheslin Colby and All Blacks speedster Will Jordan. The IRFU have confirmed today that international duo Nevo Dowd and Brittany Hogan have left the central contract system. They're set to join Gloucester Hartbury and Sale Sharks, respectively. Linda Dugang, Maeve Dealey and Siobhan McCarthy have also left the IRFU programme, but according to the union, they remain players of national interest. The union confirmed that 35 players have signed contracts as part of the women's high-performance programme for next season. Forwards Ailish Quinn, Beth Buttermer, Ivana Kirapati, Jane Neal and Jemima Adams-Verling have joined the full-time centralised programme for 2025-26, while backs Katrina Finn and Chisa Maguero have also earned their first senior contracts. Staying with women's rugby, players who sign up for the proposed R360 competition will be barred from representing the British and Irish Lions during their first women's tour in 2027. The breakaway event is aiming to launch next October and wants to recruit high-profile names from four women's teams. That apparently includes a number of members from England's World Cup winning team. Kathy Baker and Megan Burns are the experienced names. Kathy Baker and Megan Burns are the experienced names in the Ireland Women's Sevens squad named for this weekend's season-opening Dubai Invitational Tournament. Ireland have been paired in Pool B alongside Poland, Sweden, Invitational team Leiden Vaquita Hammerheads and the Springbok Women's Sevens. That tournament, as well as the opening leg of the HSBC Sevens Series, begins in Dubai on Friday, and there's a significant change in the women's competition this time round. Women's players will use a smaller ball, known as a size 4.5, which is 3% smaller than a regulation size 5. The new ball has been trialled in age-grade international tournaments and at training in elite clubs, including training with the Celtic Challenge teams and the interprovincial sides. The use of a smaller size ball in women's rugby has been a divisive topic in the women's game in recent years. Munster are reportedly front-runners to sign South Africa hooker Marnus van der Merwe ahead of next season. According to Afrikaans language newspaper Rapport, the province are hoping to snap up the 28-year-old when his current deal at Scarlets expires at the end of the season. Last week, Munster confirmed that former Leinster prop Michael Alalatoa was joining Clayton McMillan's side on a 7-month contract. The new deal begins on Monday, December 1st, with the province reportedly in the midst of an injury crisis at tight head. Now, IRFU performance director David Humphreys had previously said that provinces could be banned from signing overseas front row players from 2025 on. That's despite the signings of Alalatoa, as well as Leinster acquiring former France international prop Rabah Slimani and Wallabies scrummager Angus Bell coming to Ulster next month. Now, I was speaking to former Ireland under-20s head coach Noel McNamara, who's now with Bordeaux Bleg running their fantastic attack, and he explained why the development of front row options has long been a struggle for Irish rugby.
It's always been an issue, and I think the reasons for it always been an issue are pretty straightforward. You know, how does a tight five forward get better? He plays rugby. He needs time in the saddle, as much of it as he can possibly get. So, you know, you mentioned Andrew Porter. I coached Andrew Porter when he was under 20. He played for UCD for the year. He had some incredibly difficult days. We played Gary Owen away. I had to take him off after 55 minutes because he'd given away 3 penalties in a row and he was about to get a yellow card. And the guy opposite him was 40 years of age, you know, but just was an incredibly experienced tight head prop who used Port's power against him and had the wherewithal and the understanding of how to do that. I think the AIL has been a fantastic, you know, breeding ground for a lot of our players, a lot of our younger players. I think they need to play. How is France different? You've got 14 top 14 teams. You've got 14 Pro D2 teams. They've got the opportunity, so yes, in the top 14, but also if not in the top 14, then they've got the opportunity to go on loan. And I do think that's something that has been maybe lightly explored, but maybe not to the fullest of its capacity in Ireland. You know, is there the possibility of sending these guys to play rugby? Because the challenge is to get them enough exposure, get them enough game times, get them enough difficult days, because that's what it takes to get better. If you're operating in your comfort zone and you're cruising along you know, then you come up against a massive shock. You play against Carlu Saadi when he was playing for the Lions, or you know, Asenati, who plays for the Lions now, or you come up against you know, Nietzsche or one of these guys, it's going to be incredibly difficult. Yeah.
And finally for you today, Wales winger Tom Rogers has been ruled out of Saturday's final Autumn Nations series match against South Africa. He became the first Welshman to score a hat-trick of tries against New Zealand in last weekend's defeat to the All Blacks in Cardiff. Head coach Steve Tandy has been forced to make 8 changes to his starting 15 this week, with the game falling outside the international test window. So that means the players from the English Premiership and the top 14 are unavailable for the test against the Springboks. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.